Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle have been tipped to reignite their interest in Barcelona defender Clement Longley in the summer window. The Magpies were keen to sign the French international in January when Eddie Howe and PIF were looking for defensive reinforcements. However, a move for the 26-year-old never came to fruition, and Newcastle's defensive acquisitions in the winter market were Kieran Trippier, Dan Byrne and Matt Target. But it is claimed that Newcastle remain keen to bring the former Sevilla man in at the end of the season, and they will move back for him in the summer. Meanwhile, Newcastle have also reportedly expressed an interest in making a move for Chelsea star Antonio Rudiger. The Magpies are said to be prepared to join the race to land the defender on a free this summer. Newcastle have done superbly over the past few weeks, going 7 points clear of the Premier League bottom three. Indeed, Eddie Howe's charges are now closer to the top half of the table, which is just 5 points ahead. While Newcastle still have some work to do, the Magpies board can cast an eye towards the summer window, and Rudiger would be a superb signing for the club, a defender of the highest calibre with plenty of PL experience. However, the Magpies are reportedly reluctant to sign players earning over £200,000 per week at this stage. And finally, Newcastle is said to be considering a second warm-weather training camp, this time in Dubai, ahead of their final run of games in the Premier League. Earlier in the season, Howe took a squad to Saudi Arabia in a team bonding trip to rally the group of players in the hope that they would push on in their fight against relegation. While abroad, they played a friendly against Al Ittihad, winning 2-1. Howe also used the trip to get to know his team, as his time with them off the pitch had been restricted due to the Premier League's COVID protocols. Since then, the team have gone 8 games unbeaten and have risen from 18th place in the league to 14th, as well as putting 7 points between themselves and the bottom three. With a 16-day gap opening up due to the fixture against Crystal Palace being rearranged, the club are now looking at Dubai as a possible destination for their training camp. That's all for now. We'll have more later.